The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
This month, God will never disappoint you in the name of Jesus. Suddenly, your testimony shall appear in the name of Jesus. Suddenly, your miracles shall surface in the name of Jesus. And your life will never be the same again. You are not permitted to end this month the way you started it. And I know that something dramatic that will change your story is coming for you this morning. If you are the person I'm praying for this morning, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Next levels via the deliverance of defeat. Assessing next levels via the deliverance of defeat. God's plan for you and your family is to move to the next level of your life. God is not an author of confusion. He said in his word, in Proverbs 4 verse 18, that the path of the just is like a shining light, and it shineth more and more until the perfect day. That is, from one staircase level to another. You are not permitted to continue on the same spot for long. God wants you to move forward. Somebody say, move forward. And it's called next level. The children of Israel were in a particular place for a long time. God said, it's time for me to move you out. It's time for me to take you to your next level of your life. For somebody in secondary school, university might be a next level, most probably. For a single lady who is trusting God to get married, getting married might be his next level. For a lady who is already married, having her own children and raising a family of her own, might be a next level. For somebody who is a carbonaire, being a thousandaire will be a next level. For somebody who is a millionaire, being a billionaire will be probably a next level. So, God's purpose for you is to move from stage to stage, level to level. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. That is his plan. That is his intention. That is God's intention. And next level is a place of promotion or lifting. When you say somebody has moved to his next level, it means that he has moved to a position of promotion. Someone say promotion. Today, God is going to promote you. I say today, God is going to promote you. I say today, God is going to promote you. I'm not happy with your amen. I say today, God is going to promote you. He's going to take you to that new height of your life. He's going to take you to that new height of your destiny. And your life will never be the same again. Let me hear your loudest amen. So God's intention is to promote us, which is called our next level. Everyone under the sound of my voice this morning is going to get to that height and that level in the name of Jesus. That exact place you are trusting God for to move to next, you will go beyond it in the name of Jesus. You will go beyond it in the name of Jesus. You will go beyond it in the name of Jesus. Sooner than you think, the level your family never thought you would attain, you will get there. Some of you are here. Very soon when people want to see you, they have to sign forms before they see you. If your faith can carry it, let me hear your amen. But for this to happen, there is an important part of your body called your feet. And unfortunately, it is a part of the body that is most unrecognized. People anoint their head. People stretch their hands forward and receive blessings. People look for blessings. People drink holy water. People do a lot of things. But the feet is mostly unrecognized. Now, open your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10 verse 15. Read together. Or I'll read it quickly. Romans chapter 10. Romans. Just Romans, chapter 10, verse 15. Romans chapter 10, verse, can we have that thing drop down so that we can see clearly? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. What does that place tell us? There is a good feet and there is a bad feet. There is a blessed feet and there is an accursed feet. Your feet are so important in your life. Unfortunately, many ignore the feet. They concentrate so much on blessings on different parts of their life, but ignore their feet. And even in English, general English terms, the feet has many meanings. When you say somebody has a cold feet, it means that he's drawing back. Say this person is having a cold feet. When you say somebody has his foot in his mouth, it means that he's speaking wrong words. When you say somebody foot the bill, it means that he's able to pay his expenses. Is somebody with me this morning? So, the feet has a lot of meanings. When you say somebody step on toes, say that man is stepping on people's toes. He's not stepping on their head practically, but they are saying that his feet is stepping on, is getting into trouble. You are coming out of every trouble of life today. So the feet has meaning both spiritually and in ordinary English terms. Even Jesus' feet was a very special feet. In Luke 17, from verse 44 particularly, the Bible says that a lady came to his feet and was weeping on his feet, cried on his feet, and used her hair to wipe his feet. And Jesus never said, no, leave it. So the feet remains a very important part of the life of any man or any woman. Quickly this morning, benefits of the legs and the feet. Benefits of your legs, or what I can call your feet. Number one, for body carriage and movement. Your leg carries your entire body to anywhere you want to go. If you are going to go to China today or America today, it's your feet that will carry you there. And you will get there. If you are going to get married today, your body will, it is your feet that will carry you to the altar. Well, we'll join you. If you are going to drive, it's your feet that will carry you inside the car, and then you press the accelerator of that brand new car. So your feet has the benefit of carrying you to where you are going. Number two, what are the benefits of the feet? It is for rulership and dominion. Somebody say rulership and dominion. Rulership, you can't rule without your feet. In Psalms 2 verse 8, God has he told us to dominate. He told us to be in rulership. He said we should rule, we should reign. And somebody is here this morning, you are going to rule and reign. I say you are going to rule and reign. Both you and your family, you are going to rule and reign. Let me hear your loudest amen. Psalms 2 verse 8, he said, ask of me and I will give thee the heathens for thy inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for their possession. That is, I have destined you to possess anything you want to possess. And it is with your feet that you possess this possession. It is your feet that you dominate and you rule. You stand tall. Somebody say, stand tall. The devil will not be able to make you to bow down again in the name of Jesus. I can hear your loudest amen. Number three. Benefit of the feet is for instruction and direction. God uses your feet to instruct you. He uses your feet to carry you to the next thing he wants you to do in your life. He uses your feet to instruct your path and to direct your path. Somebody is here this morning. God will direct you to your greatness. God will direct you to the path of those that will help you and bless you. A feet of a man can carry him into a particular place where he will meet with his helpers. That's direction. The feet of a lady can carry her to a place where somebody will spot her and say, I like that lady. Who is she? What's her name? Get her phone number for me. Does she have WhatsApp? Is she on Facebook? I like her. The feet of that person directed her to that place, and the person saw her that time. God will direct you to where your helpers will locate you. I say, God will direct you to where your helpers will locate you. God will direct you to where those that will bless you will locate you. Number four, benefit of the feet. It is for deliverance, an instrument of deliverance. Psalms 25, verse 15. Psalms 25, verse 15. He says, my eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Somebody say out of the net. So the feet is for deliverance. They say, when you say somebody's feet is out of the net, it means he has been delivered. It's free. It is with the feet that you are delivered out of the net. The net of poverty, the net of sickness, the net of failure, the net of stagnancy, the net of everything that is a reproach. This morning, God is going to deliver you out of every net. No matter how big a lion is or strong, if it's inside a strong net, is as useless as a tortoise. Is somebody with me this morning? No matter, you know how ferocious lions are. No matter how big and powerful a lion is, if it's inside a net, you have many of you have watched that wildlife National Geographic Channel. Once he is inside that net, they choke him. You know, the work of a net is to choke a lion. Is to choke. He says, I will deliver you, I will bring you out of the net. This morning, my God will deliver you out of the net. My God will deliver you out of the net. My God will deliver you out of the net. Number what now? Number five. Okay, I'll just give you one more, then we'll move on very quickly. Benefit of the feet. It is for expansion and progress. Someone say expansion and progress. I can't hear you. Because as you are calling it, it is coming towards you. You know, on Wednesday I taught here, I said, it is with your mouth that you say my own is good. With your own mouth. Don't wait for anybody to say your own is good. That's what Yoruba says. He said, with your mouth, you say, ah, and I'm okay. And things are okay for me. Somebody say expansion and progress is my portion this year, this month, in Jesus' name. Now look at that. Psalm 31 verse 8. It says, and has not shut me up into the hands of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. I am so blessed that I have expanded, that you have placed me in a large room. You know, there are different kinds of rooms. There are some rooms that even a hostel bed will have to be folded before you can sleep inside. There are some rooms that once a hostel bed is there, nothing else can be there. Not even a bucket. Guy. But there are some rooms, they are as big as a whole house of some people. Oh, life is in levels. You will get there. I say life is in levels. You will get there. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. You will not die small. I say you will not die small. Where you are now, it's not your final bus stop. God is going to yet enlarge you. One of my sons was asking me recently, he said, Daddy, when are we going to move to another house? Ah, I laughed. I said, when did we just pack into this one? He said, when? And I did not say, no, it's not possible. I said, very soon. Because my own father just built another house. Spiritual father just built another house at over 60. Just built another house. So what's my problem? What is my problem that I'll say that this is where I want to die? Friends, as God liveth, God will enlarge your house. God will enlarge your coast. God will enlarge the room for you. In Yoruba, they say, Olorun wa faye gba e. At least it will help you, give you space. Let me hear your amen. I'm very prophetic this morning. And I want to believe that your heart is in tune. And you are, as I'm throwing it to you, you are catching it. Let me hear your loudest amen. So your feet is for expansion. Now listen to this. If there is a problem with the feet, there is a problem with the life. Once a feet is cursed, the life is cursed. There's a story of a man who had about 6 or 7 business partners. They usually do business together. They go out together. And then all of a sudden, he noticed that they stopped taking him for the business. When they are going, they go together, like somebody like a geology kind of business, or they're about going to sites and all, with a white guy amongst them. They go together every morning, 7 o'clock. When he got there, 7 o'clock, one day, he didn't meet them. He phoned them. What's going on? He said, we have gone. Following day, 7 o'clock again, he didn't meet them. They had gone. So he now, following day, the third day, he said, now let me change it to 6 a.m. By the time he got there, 6 a.m., they had already gone again. Ah, what is happening? 6 a.m., you people have gone. We have gone. Then he now changed it again to 5 a.m. By the time he still got there, they had gone. Then he now went to meet them. What is the problem? Why are you people avoiding me? Then the Oyibo man, Oyibo doesn't know. Oyibo said, the reason is that we have noticed that every time you follow us, things don't work. If we are doing a business, if we are in the point of executing a contract and you step in, everything scatters. That's why in those days, our fathers and mothers, when you want to marry somebody, they say, go and check her feet. That's why when people get married, even up to now, some people still do it. When a woman wants to enter the house of her husband, what will they do? They will wash the feet. Why didn't they first look for a bathroom and take a bath for her? No. They will wash her feet so that she will not carry rubbish feet enter her husband's house. Because it has been proved that once your feet is cursed, you are cursed. A man one day was going somewhere wearing his slippers, and then he felt something touch his slippers underneath, like choked his slipper, and then he removed his leg from the slippers to and then his leg stepped on feces. And as the leg stepped on feces, what kind of rubbish is this? From that day, everything his life touches spoil. Business spoil, marriage spoil, career spoil, everything spoil. If devil wants to get a man, all he needs is his feet. Let him just step on the wrong thing. Let him just enter the wrong house. Let his feet be cursed. Once the feet is cursed, a man or a woman is cursed. What are the disadvantages of having a bad feet? What are the consequences? Number one, loss of honor. Once the feet of a man is cursed, he loses honor. The honor that he had gotten before is lost. You will not lose your honor. Amen. Let me hear your amen. Amen. Let me hear your amen. Amen. Number two, consequence of bad feet is lateness to promotion. Lateness to promotion. A man is about to be lifted. Immediately he's about to get there, the promotion is gone. Lateness. When you see that you are facing, always feeling late, getting things late, getting there late, getting business late, getting a job late, getting admission late, getting there's practically anything you got on time. Everything is somehow late. Why? The feet. The problem is directly from the feet. Number three, consequences of bad feet is walking away from glory. When a man's feet is cursed, he will use his own leg to walk away from his blessing. I remember, be a millionaire, or what do they call it? Or please be a millionaire. Eh? Who wants to be a millionaire? They call something walk away. That is, you just walk away. You have options, but there's something they say, I don't want to lose this 100,000. Yeah, give me this. And they say 100,000 or 100 million. They say walk away, and you walk away, and they clap for you as you are walking away. a man or a woman's feet is coarse, he will walk. Nobody will help her pack her load for my husband. She herself is one that pack her load for my husband and say, I'm leaving this house. Nobody said, the husband did not drive her out. She packed the load herself and said, I'm walking away. When a student's feet is coarse, he just leaves the school. I'm tired. This will never be your portion in Jesus' name. I've seen men that just, their feet is coarse, they just walk away from their glory. They just walk away from their testimonies and they walk away from their helpers. Number four, consequences of bad or coarse feet is carrying evil omen around. When a man's feet has problem, he or she carries evil omen around. Anywhere he's going is evil omen. If he enters a place that was doing well before, but the business that was doing 100 million turnover before, immediately, it cannot last 3 months that is there before the business goes down to 10 million. From 10 million to 1 million. From 1 million to 100. After some time, even to buy fuel in the generator of the company will be a problem. Why? A cost fit has entered. Friends, any one of you here that has a business, be very watchful. Some people, once they enter your life, that's the end. If you had a relationship with somebody and you have not even married, within that short period, okada bash you, car bash you, your room burn down, your phone get lost, your money get lost, armed robber rob you, something is wrong. Just within a space of how many days, they phone you, hello, something happened in the house, mommy is sick, you are running there. Before you came back again, they said they've done tests. The test they don't do normally at that time. They've done it. And I'm sorry to tell you that anybody that didn't do this test won't do this exam. Something has just entered your life that is causing confusion. Watch it. Somebody is here this morning. God is going to deliver you from every agenda of darkness in Jesus' name. So I begin to round up very quickly because we are here for serious business this morning. Let's open to the book of John chapter 13. Because somebody will say, what pastor? This thing is very serious. Did Jesus talk about it? John chapter 13, I'll be reading from verse 4. Jesus speaking about this. Now, Jesus said, and he riseth from supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and gathered himself. That's Jesus now. Yes, next verse now. After he had poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel therewith he was gathered. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Stop there now, for now. Jesus took water with a towel and said, all of you, there's something very important that must happen to you. I must wash your feet now. And then the feet washing started. And then Peter said, it's impossible. I don't understand it. For what reason? Why must you wash my feet? No. This thing is very mystical. It's mysterious. Verse 7. Then Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now. It is a mystery. By washing your feet, you cannot understand it. Don't bother yourself. It's not a PhD thesis. It is a mystery of the kingdom of God. The effect might not be seen physically, but it must be seen spiritually. Then Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know. What we are going to do this morning, you will see the effect very soon. I say you will see the effect on your life very soon. Some of you, as we wash your feet, failure, consistent failure will suddenly drop off. Some of you, the issue of fertility will suddenly become an issue of the past. Some of you here this morning, the issue of lack of wisdom and understanding will suddenly become an issue of lack of the past. Will suddenly become an issue of the past. Some of you are here this morning, the issue of chronic poverty, chronic poverty. You can't talk of 2-3 months of consistent financial flow. From one time to another, things are always tough. You can't ever say the last time things were okay, month to month. If it's not okay this month, by the following month, it'll be very tough. If it's okay the following month, it'll be very... From this morning, there's going to be a deliverance in the name of Jesus. And Jesus said unto him, what I do, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know after. Now, verse 8, where we stop. Then Peter said, very wise man. After you have been explained to again, which question do you need? Jesus said unto him, then Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, if I wash them not, thou hast no place with me. Yes, next verse. Next verse. And Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Olojuko Kuru. He said, after explaining this to me, Jesus must have one, you know, Bible doesn't have a 100% account of all that happened. Jesus must have explained, what I want to do for you now, it is what is will save you. If you want to move to the next level, let me work. If not, you are not a part of me because things will not work. It's a mystery of the kingdom. And as we go into this morning, suddenly, everything that was not working around you will begin to work in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Listen to this. Washing of the feet, without washing of the heart and the mind, without submission to God, is a waste.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.